Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, paint your face. Pump up the biceps. Tie some tassels on. Shine up the boots. Sprint to the ring. And then grab a microphone and make absolutely no sense. It's WrestleMania week. Bach, I asked you a question. I gave you options, kind sir. For you, sir, what's the moment or match or both that locked you in as a WrestleMania fan?
I'd have to say, you know, I kind of came back to wrestling. So I think a lot of us kind of have this story of, loving it as a child, maybe phasing out of it a little bit and then kind of coming back to it. And when I came back to it, it was kind of part of the Daniel Bryan movement, which was a big movement. It was kind of exciting. So kind of in that era. But I think the most exciting WrestleMania moment that kind of really helped solidify. I mean, I was already kind of in on wrestling at that time, but the heist of the century, the cash in from Seth Rollins on Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, which was supposed to be the big match, obviously. And early in the night, Rollins had beaten Randy Orton. So he kind of always thought, okay, well, there is WrestleMania moments over. And then he comes out there. I think that's been tough to top until this previous last WrestleMania. I think it will also go down as an iconic moment.
There are those moments, right, where you go, okay, I'll circle this. And you don't realize then that it impacted you as much. And then I asked you, we were talking earlier as well, the moment, like if you had to describe to somebody who was not as familiar as you were about WrestleMania, if you could show them a video of a moment, and there's a whole series of them, and you just go, okay. And when WWE talks about WrestleMania, it has its montage of those moments. And then you go, for me, I'm old enough to have watched pre-WrestleMania super shows. To see Flair, Hogan, Andre, Billy Graham fly by helicopter into a football stadium to wrestle, you go, like, I don't know everything about this, but this is really cool. Like, okay, this dude, so really? Like, you got a private jet to fly, you got a small plane to fly you into the wrestling match. Okay. I'm good with that. And there are days prior to. So WWF had 3 super shows at Shea Stadium. And 72, 76 and 80. So every 4 years, they would go to Shea Stadium and have these super cards, these super shows. And I panicked because I thought, in retrospect, these cards weren't as good as I thought they were. Like, I went back and went, okay, so I need these cards, right? So imagine, and this is what I remember. Like, so think of the hype of pre-social media, like cable TV is just sorting itself out. But the main event for the second Super Show, 1976, that Baron Miguel Cicluna, who, for old wrestling heads, he may be the GOAT of jobbers. Like, he and Tony Garea wrestled in every small gym in America. Like, every high school gym that hosted wrestling back in the 70s saw Baron Miguel. There's a group of, like, six. Johnny Rods, Jose Estrada, the Brooklyn Brawler, later 80s, but Baron Miguel Cicluna, Tony Garea, they were in every high school gym wrestling for 500 people.
Oh, yeah.
And then they got to be on TV, and you would just go, okay. But Ivan Putski, Polish Power, against Baron Miguel Cicluna opened the Super Show. Then Jose Gonzalez versus Kevin Sullivan. Chief J. Strongbow. And Billy White Wolf, another native wrestler we don't talk about much, but Billy White Wolf had his run as the Native American face for wrestling after Chief J. Strongbow and before Jay Youngblood. But then here are the three matches that featured this thing and allowed them to sell massive amount of tickets at Shea Stadium. Bach, you know the name Chuck Webner?
Uh-uh.
Chuck Webner is basically the North Star for Rocky.
Okay, okay.
Right? Boxer.
Yeah.
And Chuck Webner was put in a match, a singles match, with Andre the Giant.
Oh, boy.
Andre the Giant versus Chuck Webner.
That's kind of like when they did Floyd Mayweather and Big Show, then, I guess.
Well, this is 1976.
Yeah, well before. Right? Yeah.
The WWWF Heavyweight Championship was Bruno Sammartino versus Stan the Lariat Hansen, which would have filled every building in America at the time, right? That would be, like, this year, that would be, except any other year, that's the main, that would be the marquee event. Except at this event, it's boxer versus wrestler. That was the theme. Remember Andre versus Webner, but also Antonio Inoki versus Muhammad Ali.
Mm.
45 minutes of Muhammad Ali on his back kicking at Inoki was just like they kicked. He was on his back and he just kicked, and there was no like they weren't really going to battle. And then 4 years later, the final of the three before WrestleMania took effect. Here's the card. I'll go through it quickly. Jose Estrada and Angel Maravilla was the opener. Another of the great of the Jobber Hall of Fame, Dominic DiNucci, defeated Baron Miguel Cicluna. Tatsumi Fujinami was the WWF Junior Heavyweight Champion who beat Chavo Guerrero Sr. They beat Dad for the belt. Antonio Inoki beat Larry Sharp, who is still funny to me that he was a superstar. Because there is nothing superstar about Larry Sharp. Bob Backlund and Pedro Morales tag team together. Two future Hall of Famer and world champions tag team together to defeat the Wild Samoans. Ooh. For the tag team championship. Pat Patterson defeated Tor Kamada. There was actually a wrestler named Tor Kamada. Pretty scary. The Fabulous Moolah and Beverly Shea defeated Candy Malloy and Peggy Lee. Couldn't identify him in a lineup. Greg Gagne defeated Quick Draw Rick McGraw. Tony Atlas defeated Ken Patera, world's strongest man at the time. Ivan Putski, Polish Power, beat Johnny Rods. Again, Johnny Rods, Jobber Hall of Fame. Somehow he's in the top. also in the Jobber Hall of Fame, Rene Goulet. Mm. Then the two feature bouts of the evening. Andre the Giant defeated Hulk Hogan before. This is, see, when people talk about Andre and Hogan, they pinpoint WrestleMania 3. No. These two were at Shea Stadium in an 8-minute bout between Hogan and Andre. Andre won that match. And then the feature for that one, which drew everybody, the entire world was watching, was Larry Zbyszko versus Bruno Sammartino. And Larry Zbyszko, prior to NWO turn, heel turn, one of the biggest heel turns of all time. Of all time. You want to, like, if this had happened during social media, Larry Zbyszko turning on Bruno Sammartino, who was his mentor and his trainer, is still a moment that, like, if you're an old school wrestling fan, you remember watching Saturday morning, watching Zbyszko turn, and then they all showed up in full numbers at Shea Stadium to watch Bruno beat up Zbyszko.
Do you remember, were these on cable television or pay-per-view? Or?
Yeah. Well, this one was like an old-fashioned pay-per-view. You had to go to a movie theater.
Oh, okay.
But they ran it. They ran, like, highlights of it. Back then, again, gather around, kids. Yeah. Uncle DP's telling wrestling stories. That you would get one live show from Madison Square Garden on USA once a month on Monday night. So this was before Monday Night Raw. But you got one, and it was, oh, Bach. It was everything. Cause you, so you got, and then cable, because cable did this. So WOR, TBS. TBS gave you Georgia Championship Wrestling, which was NWA, right? And they kind of worked with Mid-Atlantic and South, big South Wrestling. And you got bit and parcel. You got some of the Midwest from AWA because ESPN picked up AWA with Nick Bockwinkel, Vernon, Greg Gagne, Jumping Joe Brunzel. Like, you got some of that. But when the WWF gave you the live Monday night, that's the snooker on the top row, on the top of the cage on a Monday night, and the whole wrestling world losing its mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because we hadn't seen it, the introduction, some crossover, Dusty Rhodes. You can find online the early Ric Flair, the pre-die job.
Oh yeah,
fit Ric Flair.
Yeah,
he was a chunky monkey, man. he was there. So there was lots to it. We'll get to this year's WrestleMania card as well. We'll refresh your memory because we want you to bounce around Lincoln and support whether it's the Stars, the Husker softball, Husker baseball, Husker tennis. Find your way. Find something to do. Get out and support these teams and these athletes as well. DP Bach, one-on-one on the ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.